AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The House has given final congressional approval of a bill to combat human trafficking.
The vote to combat what one lawmaker called the scourge of trafficking was overwhelming.
The yeas are 420. The nays are 3.
The legislation raises the fines on sex traffickers and creates a new fund to help the victims of sex trafficking. This is Texas Congressman Ted Poe.
The traffickers even brand the victims, Mr. Speaker, on the neck with a brand so that other traffickers will know who they are, whose property they belong to.
The quick House approval was a marked contrast to the Senate, where the measure got caught up in a dispute over abortion funding. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Under pressure from U.S. safety regulators, Takata Corporation has agreed to declare airbags inflators defective. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says the recall affects almost 34 million cars and trucks.
Takata has agreed to declare that airbag inflators are defective. It is recalling these inflators, and these recalls are nationwide.
The chemical that inflates the airbag can explode with too much force, blowing apart a metal inflator and sending shrapnel into the passenger compartment. 6 people have died worldwide. AP correspondent Ken Thomas reports a judge's decision to make the State Department release 55,000 Hillary Rodham Clinton emails on a rolling basis is probably good news for her presidential campaign.
It's good timing for her in the sense that it avoids a scenario in which there are thousands of emails released in the days before the Iowa caucuses, which are scheduled for just after the beginning of 2016.
Hillary Rodham Clinton is campaigning for a second day in Iowa. This is AP Radio News. Critics are slamming President Obama over the fall of Ramadi to Islamic State militants in Iraq.
House Speaker John Boehner says the loss of a key provincial capital in Iraq's Sunni heartland shows the president's strategy isn't working.
It's 70 miles from Baghdad. It's time for the president to get serious about this threat.
But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says this is just one setback in what Obama has warned will be a long up-and-down struggle.
We're going to have days of progress and periods of setback.
He says Obama's open to steps that tweak his strategy, but sees no reason for a top-to-bottom overhaul. Mark Smith at the White House.
Stocks drifted mostly lower today on Wall Street, led by declines in energy stocks as the price of oil dropped. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell a point. The NASDAQ Composite fell 8 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average bucked the trend, gaining 13 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.